Now, it's that time of year when wild bees are emerging from hibernation, experiencing intense hunger and going in pursuit of food for survival. Dandelions, for example, are a superfood for bees, which is why wildlife experts like Einar are encouraging us to delay mowing our lawns until mid-April to allow the flowers to bloom. Isn't that correct, Einar?
That's right, because there's a great supply of nectar and a great supply of pollen, and bees need these, so let the first crop.
And you're
be
a
there.
Fan of the dandelion?
Oh, yeah, you don't have to wait till it goes into clocks if you really, really don't want them there, but they're lovely yellow flowers. Leave them alone.
As you know, if you're a regular listener, bee populations have collapsed around the world, and one third of Irish bees currently face the threat of extinction, with a lack of food in the landscape and a reduction in safe nesting areas being key factors. Yet, wild bees are vital in pollinating Ireland's fruit crops and plants, with one in three mouthfuls we eat depending on this activity. So, what can we do to safeguard their future? That's me and you and everybody else. The All-Ireland Pollinator Plan has been in existence for the past 5 years, and it has achieved some successes with the enthusiastic cooperation of communities throughout the island by working collectively, for example, through wildlife-friendly farming or adapting our gardening practices. Each and every one of us has the power to change the fortunes of these potent pollinators. One man who's definitely determined to make a difference is Rory O'Loughlin, a school teacher living in Athlone, County Westmeath. His firm ambition is to introduce no fewer than 5 million bees to the area. Intrigued by his plans, I recently met Rory at his apiary on the outskirts of the town.
You're very welcome to Athlone, Derek.
Thank you very much indeed, Rory. I am delighted to be here. Just as I was leaving the building in RTE today, my colleague said to me, "Have you got your togs with you?" I thought he was joking, but when I see the level that river out there, my goodness.
It is flowing fast and it's coming to get us, but I think we have maybe another metre or so to play with at the moment, so hopefully things will go well and we'll all stay dry.
We're not far from the river, so tell me exactly where we are and what you've got here.
At the moment, we are standing in the Friary Gardens on the banks of the River Shannon, and we are standing right in one of my apiaries, and I have three hives here at the moment. A lot of the bees seem to be sleeping. If I maybe knock on one of the doors, we might see.
Well, maybe don't.
If anybody comes out.
I mean, I don't blame them sleeping. It's actually quite cold today. And not only that, it's been raining quite a lot, needless to say.
Yeah, so an awful lot. At this time of year, the bees generally will be hiding in there. They generally will be sleeping. But it's so interesting. I just love seeing them all the time. When I call you come first, if I'm knocking on a door or even scratching sometimes, and you see that little face just sticking out right now, there's your guard bee.
Oh.
The guard bee is coming out. He's coming out, and she's saying, "What's going on? Who are you? What are you doing?" And if the guard bee didn't like what I was doing, she'd go in and tell the rest of them, and they'd come and get us, Derek. So watch out. She has gone back in. Run.
No, they're not.
We're all good. We're all good.
But anyway, it's great to be here. Now, you sent me a letter, so maybe tell the listeners what the letter is all about.
Okay. What I'm doing is a project here in Athlone that is really taking off because of the support of the local people in Athlone. It's been hugely positive. I wasn't too sure how it would work. Basically, the idea is that I am going to be setting up a number of apiaries. I'm going to be adding the hives that I own already, my bees already. I'm going to be adding them to this project in which we are doing two things. One, on one side, we are going to be breeding a bee that is hopefully going to be resistant to the varroa mite without using any chemicals. Another part of it is that all of the honey that is made from the apiaries is going to be sold over the summertime and over the following years, and we are going to be giving every cent of the money that we raise to wildlife rehabilitation and wildlife rescue in Ireland, which doesn't have half enough money.
Very good. Now, you said in the letter that you sent to me that you're setting up a GoFundMe page.
I started off with a GoFundMe page, and that's if you look up Athlone's Wildlife Apiaries on GoFundMe, you'll see that. The people of Athlone were unbelievable. In the first, I think, 2 weeks, I was over €1,000 on it. And €1,000 is going to buy me and buy the apiaries maybe 4 beehives. It's going to fill 4 beehives anyway. We might have to buy the hives separately. But with businesses coming on board as well, I've asked some businesses, would you like to sponsor a hive? And the people of Athlone are unbelievable. It's almost like a disconnect between what the people of Athlone want and what people in authority want. Because people in Athlone really seem to want to look after the wildlife, to do as much as they can. I've got families who have asked me if they can have maybe a sponsorship card that they want to do it with their family. They want to come and look at the bees. They're just so fascinated about it.
I'm not terrified of the prospect of having millions of bees flying around Athlone.
Sometimes,
because there can be anything up to 30, 40,000 bees in any one hive.
There can be. I'm hoping to have up to 60,000 in each one. And my original idea was to bring 1 million bees to Athlone, but because the people of Athlone have been overly generous, we are going to be upping that to hopefully around 5 million bees. We are hoping to cover all of the vet bills for all wildlife in the Midlands at least. I do a lot of wildlife rehab work with the Kildare Animal Foundation, who are unbelievable. They're absolutely brilliant. A friend of mine one day asked me, he said, I've got a crow in Dublin up at work, and I know you're in Athlone, I don't know what you can do about it. And I said, give me a second and I'll ring you back. 10 minutes later, he sent me a photograph of one of my colleagues from the Kildare Animal Foundation in his office with the bird secured and in a box and ready to go. That's the kind of network we have. There's international experience. Dan Donaher is unbelievable. That man talks to the animals. He knows so much about every single kind of animal, and I'm constantly learning all the time. There's a number of courses that I did with Wildlife Rehabilitation Ireland that really got me. I've been interested all my life, but to properly work with the animals, you need to know what you're doing. There's a number of courses that I did. One of those courses, Introduction to Wildlife Rehabilitation, there is that course on the 6th and 7th of June this year. There's one in Orphan Rearing and Fostering on the 18th and 19th of April. If anybody wants to get into looking after wildlife, just look up the WRI website, Wildlife Rehabilitation Ireland, and the amount of support and knowledge around is unbelievable. When you get into wildlife, you realise how brilliant people are. But just that on the costs, I'm fundraising using all of this money from the honey is going to be using for vet
That's
costs.
That's what I was going to ask you. So if you manage to get yourself, you started off with your target of 1 million bees, now you're thinking it's going so well you may be able to put enough beehives around Athlone to have 5 million bees. That's going to produce an awful lot of honey.
It's going to be jarred up.
Natural Athlone honey.
And we will
and
have
who's selling it?
We will have thousands of jars, and because I would have originally I would have thought, oh, I'm going to have to get this into shops. I'm going to have to be asking to give the shops a certain amount of money. That's not going to happen. There's so many people that want the honey. There's so many shops that want to supply the honey for the charity to do it for wildlife
and
as well.
All of the profits from all that of
it's not just all of the profits. Everything will go to wildlife in Athlone and the surrounds. And
but there must be one charitable organisation. Otherwise, you're liable for tax everything else that goes.
The
with it.
Athlone Wildlife Apiaries is what I have set up, and I've set up a bank account, and we are going for charitable status. At the moment, that's looking good, but we also work with the Kildare Animal Foundation. And anybody who rings the Kildare Animal Foundation, you're not going to be asked for money. You will not be asked for a penny. Some people can donate if they want, but we will take an animal, we will bring it to the vet, we will cover the charges. We will look after the animal until it's ready to be released. When it's ready to be released, we always ask, do you want to be there during the release?
Do you ever feel you have to euthanise any of the animals?
Yes, there is times, and when I was mentioning Mannion's Vets and how brilliant they have been over the last while, oh, there was a time only a few weeks ago I had a little pipistrelle bat. I love bats. They're just so interesting. They're so cool. But I had a pipistrelle bat. He was in with a sore wing. It looked like there was a break. There was no protrusion, so it looked like it might be able to heal. It's really hard to heal a break in a bat, but we gave it time. We gave it more and more time. We gave it so much time that I just loved the bat by the end of it, him eating his little mealworms every night, that we would be growing for the bat as well. When he would just get so close to him. That's what you try not to do. Professionally, we try not to name our animals. We only name animals if they are little small baby animals, the orphans. With orphan season coming up, there will be a
lot. Small creature.
Pipistrelle was very small.
Very, very delicate.
So his name was Batty for a while, but I had to go into the vet at one stage because for some reason the wing wasn't healing properly. He wasn't going to do well, and we did need to put him to sleep. When I went into the vet holding the small box, I just walked up to the counter and they looked at me and they knew. And the minute I even opened my mouth, they said, oh, it's okay. Yeah, we'll take that.
Well, you mentioned a pipistrelle bat and you mentioned a pine marten, two mammals that are protected species in
exactly.
this country. And technically, we can't just go in and interfere with them, pick them up and run around with them. So are you operating under licence is what I'm asking you. And if you are, is it the National Parks and Wildlife Service who gives you the licence? And if you do have one and they did give you one, what does it say? Does it say wildlife ranger? Does it say first responder for wildlife?
Okay, so the wildlife licence I work under would have been given by the NPWS to the Kildare Animal Foundation. Because I work under them and I've completed a number of courses and I have been accredited by the Kildare Animal Foundation, I work under their licence. The type of beekeeping I'm doing is treatment-free beekeeping. So I'm not going to treat for the varroa mite. One of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to try and breed a variety of bee that will be able to deal with varroa itself. That means that if I'm spraying bees for varroa, if I continue to do that, any swarm of bees that leaves my hives or any swarm that I decide to relocate, to introduce back into a forest somewhere, they have no hope if they've been sprayed all of their lives. They're not used to it. Then they go out, varroa comes, they're dead straight away. If I can breed a bee, if I can go to the queens that have the least amount of varroa on them and breed from those bees, I will be going to NUIG as well and asking for their help with this.
Do you not need a separate license just to do that?
No, the honeybees that you see that are sleeping right now in the hives beside us, they're a mixture of Buckfast bees, Italian bees. An awful lot of different bees over the years have been taken into the country. Italian ones that might work well in certain conditions, but they won't work well on a day like today. Just you saw a minute ago when I knocked on the door, the guard bee came to the front. If that was black bees, they'd be out and they might do a little fly around to see what was going on. The Italians are in there freezing, going, hey, what's happening? I'm too cold. So they don't want to come out. Whereas the black Irish native bee will be so used to the conditions in Ireland. And last night, I was just so delighted to be able to find a man in Galway. Dara Scott is his name. And he is a beekeeper for years. And I was able to put an order in for 8 hives, I think, to be able to fill 8 hives with bees. As I say, it was going to be 1 million bees I was bringing to Athlone, with each hive having about 60,000 bees. I'm going to have to up that because it's looking like that the people of Athlone really want this project to work.
So you want to breed a hardier bee, one that's more accustomed to our climate.
Exactly. One that will be able to fly out on days like this.
Which will be the native Irish honeybee.
Exactly. And it is bees like that over millions and millions of years have learned how to harvest the nectar from our native plants. They're the ones that are best able to get into those plants.
Very good, yeah.
I'm going to add some beehives to here. I'm going to add some more beehives around town. At the moment, I have about 3 apiary sites. I have to look at sites where forage is good, where it's safe for the bees as well. For the black bee, I really want to keep them all together. I don't want them breeding with my Buckfast bee, my Italian bee. I don't want them getting together, although they might. I'm not going to be flying up in the sky and watching what's going on under the covers. If a black bee is going to go and mate with an Italian one, then you're weakening your line. So we want to keep those ones. I will probably find an apiary site specifically for the black bees, specifically for a breeding program outside the town.
Well, good for you. And you're very proud of Athlone. I can hear that. You're from Athlone
originally. I am from Athlone originally. But why would you not be proud of it? When I see that I am so into the animals and the people of Athlone support me so much in everything I do, and I try and support them as well. We will be trying to pay for every kind of wildlife that comes in that they bring to me. We'll be able to pay for it. But it's not me paying for it. It's them paying for it, the wildlife, and them paying to help themselves. And it's brilliant.
I'm sure people can hear that in the background. There's an Air Corps helicopter just coming over our heads there.
Yeah, our helicopter comes down. It's doing brilliant work all over the country. If there's emergency cases around the country, they can be called on to move around the country where the people are not near hospitals. Our local helicopter here can help.
That was Rory O'Loughlin speaking with me recently in Athlone about his plans to introduce 5 million bees to the town. What are you doing? Email Mooney at rte.ie.